Welcome back to another episode of the Trinaya podcast. Today, we're diving into Zillow's most recent housing market forecast for 2025. It's a national outlook that's been getting a lot of attention, and for good reason. With predictions of declining home values, shifting sales activity, and persistent affordability concerns, there's a lot for buyers, sellers, and renters alike to think about. But before we get too deep into the data, we want to start with an important reminder. Real estate is always local. While national trends can give us a sense of the overall housing climate, they don't always reflect what's happening in your neighborhood or even your town. That's especially true here in Connecticut, where market activity can vary drastically from one community to the next. Still, understanding what's happening at the national level can provide helpful context. It gives us a lens through which we can interpret broader economic conditions, consumer behavior, and housing-related decisions across the country. So, in this episode, we're breaking down what Zillow is forecasting for the months ahead and helping you understand how and whether those predictions might relate to the local Connecticut market you live in. According to Zillow's April 2025 housing market forecast, home values are expected to decline by 1.9% nationwide this year. That's a significant shift from the platform's previous forecast, which had predicted a modest 0.6% increase. This change reflects updated assumptions about housing inventory, mortgage rates, and buyer behavior, and it signals a more cautious outlook for property appreciation in the short term. Part of what's driving this projected drop in home values is the growing number of homes being listed for sale. Inventory has been climbing, especially in metro areas where pandemic-era shortages had pushed prices to unsustainable levels. With more options on the market, buyers are no longer feeling the same urgency to act quickly or make aggressive offers. Instead, they're taking their time, being selective, and in many cases, waiting for price reductions. Sellers, on the other hand, are increasingly willing to make those reductions. In fact, Zillow reports that price cuts are occurring at record levels, suggesting that homeowners are adjusting their expectations in order to stay competitive. Mortgage rates are also playing a key role in this evolving market. After several years of volatility, rates remain relatively high by post-2010 standards, though they've cooled slightly from their peak in 2023. Zillow projects that rates will settle around 6.5% by the end of 2025, barring any major economic surprises. This projection reflects both optimism about inflation control and recognition of the uncertainty that still surrounds the broader economy. For potential homebuyers, it means continued pressure on monthly affordability, particularly in areas where home prices remain elevated despite the national decline. One of the more encouraging aspects of Zillow's outlook is the expectation for increased activity in the existing home sales market. After a slow 2024, sales are projected to rise to 4.2 million units in 2025, a 3.3% increase. This growth is likely to be driven by a combination of improved inventory, slightly lower borrowing costs, and pent-up demand from buyers who've been sidelined by affordability concerns over the past year or two. It's also worth noting the seasonal nature of housing activity. As we head into the spring and summer months, we're likely to see a temporary surge in sales as more buyers enter the market during what's traditionally the busiest time of year for real estate. But Zillow cautions that this uptick may not last. Once the peak season passes, the market could experience another cool down, especially if mortgage rates hold steady or rise again. All of this points to a market in transition. We're seeing a shift from the extreme seller's market of 2021 and 2022 towards something more balanced, though not yet fully in favor of buyers. And while a 1.9% decline in home values may not sound dramatic, it's enough to make both buyers and sellers rethink their timing, expectations, and strategies. Now remember, this is the national picture. These trends may or may not mirror what's happening in your local area. In Connecticut, we often see unique market dynamics that don't line up perfectly with national data. That's why it's so important to dig deeper and consider how these broader forecasts translate to local conditions. It's also another reason why you'll want to stay engaged in our podcast episodes like this one and our blog. While much of the recent conversation has focused on home prices and mortgage rates, there's another side of the housing market that deserves just as much attention: rents. According to Zillow's 2025 forecast, the rental market is also undergoing a shift, shaped by many of the same forces influencing the for sale market: affordability, supply constraints, and shifting consumer behavior. Zillow expects single-family rental prices to rise by 3.1% this year, while multifamily rents, those in apartment buildings and larger complexes, are projected to increase by about 2.1%. Compared to previous years, these are more moderate rates of growth. In fact, they fall below both recent historical averages and the levels of rent inflation we saw during the peak of the post-pandemic housing crunch. But even modest rent growth can feel significant to households already stretching their budgets, especially in markets where wages haven't kept pace with the rising cost of living. One of the key drivers behind the increase in single-family rents is the growing demand from individuals and families who would otherwise be looking to buy but are holding off due to affordability concerns. When mortgage rates remain elevated and home prices don't drop enough to offset the higher monthly payments, many would-be buyers decide to rent instead, often looking for a rental that mimics the features of a home they'd like to purchase. This includes things like a private yard, more square footage, and access to quieter residential neighborhoods. As a result, demand for single-family rentals has intensified, putting upward pressure on prices in that segment. On the other hand, the multifamily rental market is experiencing a slightly different kind of adjustment. While demand is still strong in many urban areas, new construction in the apartment sector has started to slow down. After years of rapid building, developers are now pulling back, in part due to higher financing costs and in part due to cooling investor appetite. As fewer new units come online, supply growth is expected to taper off, which could help support rent levels even in cities where vacancy rates have ticked up slightly. At the same time, the reduced pace of construction could limit options for renters in more affordable price ranges, particularly in areas where multifamily housing plays a major role in meeting overall housing demand. The difference in growth rates between single-family and multifamily rentals is also worth paying attention to. It suggests a narrowing gap between the two categories, a trend that could continue as long as homeownership remains out of reach for a significant portion of the population. This narrowing gap reflects a kind of rebalancing in the rental market, where people who once viewed renting as a temporary step before buying are now choosing to rent longer term and want a living situation that supports that choice. Economic uncertainty is another factor that continues to influence the rental market. With inflation, employment patterns, and consumer sentiment still in flux, many households are taking a more conservative approach to major financial decisions. That often means delaying a home purchase and staying in a rental until there's more clarity around interest rates, job stability, or overall cost of living. This cautious stance is particularly common among younger households, first-time buyers, and those who are still trying to save for a down payment. What all of this points to is a rental market that remains active and competitive, but also one that's beginning to moderate after several years of rapid change. As both renters and landlords adjust to these new conditions, we're likely to see greater focus on flexibility, value, and long-term livability. Renters are seeking homes that offer more than just affordability. They're looking for stability and lifestyle compatibility. And landlords, in turn, are reevaluating pricing strategies and amenity offerings to stay relevant in a market that's growing more nuanced by the day. Understanding the rental side of the housing landscape gives us important context for the choices people are making, not just about where they live, but about how they're planning for the future. Whether it's a young couple waiting to buy their first home or a retiree choosing to rent closer to family, these decisions are influenced by many of the same forces that shape the broader real estate market. For those of us living and working in Connecticut, the big question is how this national rental outlook translates to what's happening right here in our local communities. Real estate, and that includes rentals, is incredibly location specific. And while national trends offer helpful perspective, the best insights come from understanding what's actually unfolding in your own backyard. When we talk about the housing market, whether it's home sales or rentals, it's essential to remember that national trends are just a starting point. They provide a general direction, a temperature check of sorts, but they rarely tell the whole story. That's because real estate has always been, and always will be, a hyper-local experience. Factors like job growth, school district reputation, infrastructure investments, property taxes, and even local zoning laws can significantly influence what's happening in one town compared to the next, even within the same state. Connecticut is a prime example of how this plays out. The state is made up of diverse communities that can respond very differently to national economic changes. A housing trend that takes hold in the Sun Belt or the Pacific Northwest may never gain traction in New England. Local inventory levels, buyer preferences, and lifestyle priorities all contribute to market dynamics that feel unique to each area. That's why it's critical not to apply national statistics too broadly when thinking about your own housing goals. Take inventory levels, for instance. While Zillow's national data indicates a rise in available homes for sale, many Connecticut towns are still experiencing low inventory, particularly in certain price ranges or property types. In suburban areas with strong school systems or easy access to major commuting routes, homes can still attract multiple offers, especially if they're well-maintained and appropriately priced. On the flip side, more rural areas or towns with limited infrastructure development may be seeing longer days on market, more price adjustments, and greater negotiating room for buyers. These are nuances that national averages can't capture. Price trends also vary significantly across the state. While the national forecast points to a 1.9% drop in home values, some communities in Connecticut may hold steady or even appreciate slightly, depending on local supply and demand dynamics. Other areas might experience mild softening, particularly where price growth in recent years has outpaced wage growth. But even then, it's not just about the number. It's about context. A town with high demand and limited new construction might maintain value despite broader cooling. Meanwhile, areas with more housing stock and less buyer competition might see value slip a bit before stabilizing. Then there's the matter of buyer sentiment, which is influenced not just by national mortgage rates, but also by local employment trends and consumer confidence. Connecticut's job market, while stable in many sectors, can differ dramatically from region to region. In areas with strong job centers, like parts of Fairfield County or along the I-91 corridor, buyers may feel more secure in making a move. In areas still recovering from economic disruptions or facing population decline, buyers may be more hesitant, even if prices and rates are technically favorable. We also can't ignore the role of property taxes, which in Connecticut are often higher than the national average. These ongoing costs can have a major impact on monthly affordability and play a central role in how buyers assess value. Two homes priced identically might have very different tax implications, which can either make or break a deal. It's another example of how state and town-specific factors can shape market behavior in ways that national reports simply don't account for. Additionally, many Connecticut buyers place a strong emphasis on lifestyle factors, like access to beaches, hiking trails, historic town centers, or arts and cultural venues. These aren't just nice-to-haves. They often drive demand and create pockets of resilience even when the broader market slows down. Communities that offer a desirable mix of character, convenience, and community tend to attract steady interest, even in uncertain times. All of this reinforces why working with professionals who understand the Connecticut market is so important. Local expertise provides the context needed to interpret national headlines and turn them into actionable insights. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing, having someone who can help you navigate the specifics of your neighborhood, your town, and your price point can make all the difference in achieving your goals. And if you have questions about how any of these trends apply to your situation or want to make sense of what's happening in your local market, we invite you to call our office at 203-200-0933. Our team is here to help you move forward with clarity and confidence, no matter what the headlines say. For buyers and sellers alike, understanding how national trends and local market conditions intersect is only part of the picture. The other part, arguably the more personal and impactful part, comes down to the practical decisions people are making based on where they are in life, what they can afford, and what they hope to achieve in the near future. Because beyond all the data and projections, real estate decisions are deeply human. They're tied to life milestones, financial goals, and a vision for what comes next. For those considering buying a home in 2025, the landscape presents both challenges and opportunities. On the one hand, the continued pressure of higher mortgage rates means that monthly payments remain a concern, especially for first-time buyers or those trying to upgrade to a larger property. But on the other hand, the slight softening in home values, combined with increased inventory in many markets, can offer a real advantage. Buyers now have more options to choose from, more negotiating power, and more time to make thoughtful decisions. The days of rushed offers and waived inspections are fading, replaced by a market that rewards patience, preparation, and informed choices. Buyers who are financially prepared and have a clear understanding of their priorities are in a strong position to take advantage of this more balanced environment. That means having pre-approval in place, knowing what you're willing to compromise on, and being ready to act when the right opportunity comes along. It also means being realistic about pricing. While some may be hoping for a steep drop in home values, what we're seeing is more of a gradual adjustment, not a collapse. Waiting indefinitely for a major price correction may cause some buyers to miss out on homes that meet their needs today. There's also the emotional side of buying to consider. For many, the decision to move isn't just about market conditions. It's about starting a new chapter, getting closer to family, expanding for a growing household, or finding a space that better suits evolving lifestyles. If the numbers make sense and the timing aligns with personal goals, then moving forward, even in an unpredictable market, can still be a wise and rewarding choice. On the flip side, sellers in 2025 are navigating a market that requires a different strategy than in recent years. During the height of the pandemic-driven housing boom, homes were selling in days, often above asking price, and with multiple offers. That level of frenzy has cooled. Today, sellers need to be more intentional about how they position their homes. Pricing accurately is essential. Overpricing can lead to longer days on market and eventual reductions that may raise questions among potential buyers. A well-priced home, however, that's clean, updated, and marketed effectively can still sell quickly and for strong value. Staging, high-quality photography, and broad exposure across online platforms are no longer optional. They're expected. And while buyers are no longer rushing to make offers, they're still ready to move when a property checks their boxes. For sellers, this means putting in the work up front to make the home as appealing and turnkey as possible. It also means being flexible during negotiations. Buyers may ask for credits, repairs, or concessions that would have been unheard of a couple of years ago. Being open to these conversations can help deals move forward while keeping everyone satisfied with the outcome. Another consideration for sellers is timing. Listing a home in spring and early summer continues to offer the best chance for maximum exposure as more buyers are actively searching and making decisions before the start of the school year. But regardless of season, serious buyers are always out there. They just need a reason to choose your property over the competition. It's also important to acknowledge that not every seller is making a move by choice. Life circumstances like job relocation, family changes, or financial pressures may require someone to sell regardless of market conditions. In these cases, understanding the local market becomes even more critical. While the national headlines may paint a picture of slowing appreciation, a well-priced home in a desirable Connecticut neighborhood can still generate strong interest, especially if it's positioned correctly within current buyer expectations. Whether you're buying, selling, or simply weighing your options, it helps to talk through the specifics with someone who understands both the big picture and the details that matter most in your town. That's where we come in. If you're looking for insight, strategy, or just an honest conversation about what's possible, give us a call at 203-200-0933. We're here to help you navigate with clarity, confidence, and a clear sense of direction. As we wrap up this discussion, it's worth reflecting on what all of these trends and forecasts ultimately mean for individuals and families trying to make informed decisions in 2025. The housing market is complex. It's shaped by economics, policy, inventory, buyer behavior, and emotional factors. And while national reports like Zillow's offer valuable insight, they're not a blueprint. They're a reference point, a way to understand momentum and anticipate where shifts might be happening. But they don't replace the need for local knowledge, thoughtful guidance, and a personalized approach. In Connecticut, the story isn't just about percentages and projections. It's about neighborhoods that feel like home. It's about school districts, commute times, historic charm, or access to coastline and countryside. It's about buyers wanting more space, sellers looking for a fresh start, and renters searching for stability in a time of economic transition. No national report can fully capture those goals. That's why real estate professionals who live and work in these communities matter more than ever. There's no one-size-fits-all solution in real estate. The right move depends on your circumstances, your timing, and your long-term vision. Whether the numbers are trending up or down, whether rates are high or beginning to ease, what matters most is that your decision is rooted in clarity and made with the support of trusted experts who understand both the market and your priorities. If you're feeling uncertain about what step to take next, or if you just want to talk through your options with someone who understands how all of this applies right here in Connecticut, we're here for you. Reach out to us at 203-200-0933, and let's have a real conversation about your goals. And if you found this episode helpful, please take a moment to subscribe to the Trinaya podcast and leave us a 5-star review. It helps more people like you get the insights they need to move forward with confidence. Thank you for your time, and make it a great day.